Approximately 100 activists and onlookers gathered in front of the Oak Grove near the stadium this morning as university police and arborists contracted by the university dismantled the structures and traverse lines that the activists have relied on since the tree sit began 18 months ago. Judge Barbara Miller is expected to rule tomorrow on an injunction that has prevented the university from moving forward with its plans to build a sports complex at the site. The arborists began cutting lines around 6:30 this morning and continued removing the support structures throughout the afternoon. In a prepared statement, the tree sitters vowed to stand steadfast, pledging that, quote, "the tree sit will persevere until the campaign's demands are met," end quote. Dan Mogiloff, speaking on behalf of the university, said that today's escalation is consistent with its plans to stop the protest.
We're doing what we said we would do all along, which is that once the judge had finished her deliberations, we had reached the end of the legal process, everybody had had their day in court, that we would take steps to bring this illegal occupation of university property to a safe but certain end. The judge has completed her deliberations. She has a ruling. We don't know what it is yet. But we have reached the end of the legal process. Everyone has had their day in court. So we're standing by the commitment we made that at this point we would move to bring the protest to an end.
Mogiloff went on to say that the university chose to take action prior to the publication of the court's ruling in an effort to minimize the number of protesters involved. Although Mogiloff told KPFA that safety is the university's primary concern, many of those gathered expressed fear that the school's actions are putting the tree sitters at risk. Zachary Runningwolf, a longtime supporter of the tree sit, described an interaction early in the morning that he found especially troubling.
I was bear witness to them cutting his foot line, and he hung on with one arm. It was amazing. And he was right over that barbed wire and the cement. It was unbelievable to see this behavior happen. It was irresponsible. Probably about 7:30, 7:45, they endangered that person's life. It was shocking.
Mogiloff said that the university has no plans to forcefully extract the tree sitters at this time.
What we are doing is putting the pieces in place and beginning a process that will make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the people in the trees to sustain this occupation of university property. And again, the main concern here is safety. Safety of our police officers, safety of the protesters, safety of students, safety of student athletes. It's very complicated, very difficult. If we were perhaps a private sector company, not an institution that has long respected the rights of free speech, we might be acting in a different way. But we need to do this in a manner that's consistent with our values, which means it's going to take longer, it's going to be more difficult, it's going to be more expensive. But at the end of the day, the preservation of a 1923 landscaping project simply isn't worth anybody getting hurt.
A supporter who goes by the name Air disagrees with the university's approach.
Well, first and foremost, starving and dehydrating people is inhumane, immoral, and illegal. Secondly, we will not let them be starved or dehydrated to death, no matter what. Third of all, that is not a true. They've actually tried to throw ropes around people. They've tried to grab people. So it's not true that they haven't tried to grab people. So they're lying on all fronts, and their strategy is illegal and immoral. They need to get with the community and come to a positive resolution that the whole community can live with.
According to Ayer, the contractors pulled one person out of the tree late this afternoon, and he believes that tree sitter has been arrested. A vigil and an all-night sleepover is scheduled tonight at the Grove, and demonstrators say the tree sit will continue regardless of tomorrow's ruling. For KPFA, in Berkeley, I'm Josh Wolf.